Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come,
Bobby. Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, it's a big day for me. We start back filming American Idol today. And it's crazy, the show doesn't come out until, I guess, February of 2020. But we go into all the cities. And so today I'm in Savannah, Georgia. And we start looking for the next American Idol. They've already done one round with the producers. Like, they all go around without, you know, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. And so they've done the round without them. And so now these are the people that have made that second cut. So those three judges will be there. I'll be there. I'm sure Ryan Seacrest will be there too. But today's a big day. We start back. I'm lucky to be out here doing this again, getting paid to mentor people with music and performing and all that. So pretty excited. Amy, what's up with you?
Not a lot. Just the usual. Burnt my head with the curling iron right here. Can you see it?
How did you burn your head with a curling iron?
I don't know. I was just trying to do my hair real quick and then boom, like straight on my forehead. And it like, it's all I feel right now. So it's maybe not as visible and I put makeup on it, but I just feel it. It's like, it's just stinging and it won't stop. But you don't notice it?
Mm-mm. Actually, I've never seen your forehead look better. I was kind of thinking to myself, that is a hot forehead a minute ago, but this is me. Lunchbox, what's happening with you?
Man, just looking good, feeling good. That's all I do.
All right. There you have it. I was reading this strange celebrity diet article because you guys are giving me a hard time for being, you know, keto-ish, doing kind of the keto diet.
Right. You're kind of keto.
So I'm going to read you some of these. Chris Pratt, with a diet called the Daniel Diet, which is inspired by the Bible. So Chris Pratt ate the Daniel Diet, which only eats fruits, vegetables, and unleavened bread. Is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
For 21 days straight, with the overall goal of regaining focus on Christ-centered teachings, according to the Daniel Diet website. What do you think about that diet?
I mean, I'm sure it helps you stay focused. I mean, you probably got to pray a lot.
Focus on that food. Here's one.
You got to pray you don't eat something bad.
The Twitter founder and CEO Jack Dorsey eats just one meal daily and then fasts all weekend.
What?
All weekend?
He has a protein, either fish, chicken, or steak. That's it. Vegetables and a dessert or mixed berries, all of which he eats after 6:30 p.m. and then doesn't eat again until the next day.
Interesting.
And then on weekends, he fasts for the whole weekend.
No.
The only time that he breaks it is a Sunday night. He may have a little bone broth.
Oh, wow.
And he said it makes him more focused.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they say about the intermittent fasting, is that if you do stuff, especially in the morning, like you'll be more focused if you don't. Because once you put the food in, your body starts digesting and then your brain is firing off things and your body gets busy doing other things. Well, if it's not busy doing that and you fueled properly the day before, then you have a lot of focus.
Yeah, I've tried that. I was just focused on my next meal. Like, when is 2 p.m.? When is 5? Mark Wahlberg would stop eating, period, at 10 a.m. So after 10 a.m., he didn't eat. Now, to be fair, he woke up at 2 a.m. to start working out.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to gain a bunch of weight for a movie and be super strong. And he would eat it, and still does, eat at 2 a.m. with steel-cut oatmeal and peanut butter. And then throughout the day, he eats 10 turkey meatballs. He has a chicken salad, but he eats lunch and dinner, and then he's done. And that's it. Over, no more food after 10.
So he eats dinner by 10 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. It's over.
Wow.
Nothing else.
Well, how does that fit into your social life and your family? Like, when they're you're just sitting down, you're like, sorry kids, I ate dinner at 10 a.m.
Well, I gotta tell you, a little bit, that's with us, because not as drastic,
but yes,
but
you're
since
right.
I wake up at 3:30 or so, I eat dinner at 4:30 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime that if I'm gonna go out, have dinner with a friend or work or even a date, I'm like, hey, can we get that dinner at 5 o'clock? Like, I got a dinner with a friend on Thursday to talk about a project, and we'll have dinner at 5 o'clock, because it's about as late as I can go.
Yeah,
but I guess that's all relative, huh?
I guess so.
Here's one that reminded me of you. These are crazy celebrity diets. Last one. Do you know the actress Shailene Woodley?
I feel like I've heard of her.
You do. She's in Pretty Little Lies.
Oh,
she's
then yes.
She has the kid.
The brunette.
Oh, Big Little Lies.
What'd you say? Pretty Little Lies?
Pretty Little Lies.
Big
I don't know. I think I'm mixing
lies.
Up a couple shows there.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Little Lies. She eats clay regularly for its detoxifying attributes.
Ooh, tell me more.
She said she swallows half a teaspoon of clay in eight ounces of water each morning. Quote, clay is one of the best things you can put in your body, she told a beauty blog. Mm-hmm. She heard it from a taxi driver.
Oh, wow.
This is something like Amy would do.
I know. I'm Googling it now. I think it's Benanite.
No. Hear it from a taxi driver. Like, Amy will be driving through, someone's doing construction, and they're like, hey, you should put bologna under your armpit for an hour to make it. And Amy will come to work doing it.
Yeah, true.
This is a bogus medical claim, they say. Your kidneys and liver don't need help processing toxins.
Yes. Yeah, you can always give your kidneys and liver a little extra
nudge. You are
arguing
with doctors right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I am.
Did an Instagram influencer tell you that?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I drink hot lemon water to help detox.
But that's not clay, though.
You just said my kidney, my liver don't need help. Then why the heck are we eating lemons to help with detoxifying? So it's clay. Same thing.
Amy's arguing with doctors. I like that. I like your spunk.
I would argue with my mom's cancer, her oncologist, who's who prescribes her chemo and does the whole plan and everything. I got into an argument with her once.
How'd that go?
Well, she was saying that my mom could eat whatever she wanted as long as she was getting calories. She didn't care if it was a donut or Lucky Charms or Fruity Pebbles, whatever. If your mom wakes up and she's hungry, the important thing is she just needs to eat. Well, I agree, because when you're on chemo, you don't really want to sometimes eat. But sugar, I was like, sugar feeds cancer. Why would we treat it with chemo and then give it what it likes? She didn't.
Did they give you a degree after that?
No, but I still juice carrot juice for my mom every day. I'm like, you're drinking this, not Fruity Pebbles.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So you guys did a staycation this weekend?
Yeah, and my husband and I have never done an official staycation with kids and all that. We've taken trips with them. I mean, it's a lot. Packing them, driving or flying, traveling, the whole thing. It's just a lot. Are we there yet? Blah, blah, blah. There was none of that. We didn't have to deal with, are we there yet? Because, I mean, boom, it was right down the road, so we were there.
How'd you guys get into this?
So we went to the Opryland. They have this new Sound Waves water park thing, and I've started to do endorsements for it. So it was kind of a thing like, hey, obviously, should go experience it. We're going to be talking about it. That's how we handle everything on the show. So loaded the kids up, stayed in the hotel, which was amazing, so nice. And then,
by the way, this is not a commercial.
This is not. Yeah, this is not the commercial part. Right. I'd be saying this regardless.
Right.
But it really was so nice. My husband and I really got to enjoy it. The kids had their own space. We had ours. And then the water park time was so fun. First of all, there's this huge wave pool thing with a huge screen, and they play music videos on it. And you can just chill, and there's margarita machines. You just go over, you can get that. You lay in the chair, and your kids bob up and down in the wave pool. And Stevenson was like, Mom, can we get one of these wave pools with a big screen in our backyard? I'm like, our backyard wouldn't even fit a kiddie pool, much less this. So we had so much fun. So there's the outdoor part. And then inside, there's these slides you go down, tubes. You can put your whole family in a big inner tube. So we go down that, and then the kids want to go down another one. So my back was kind of hurting because I have issues, and I got a little nauseous. So I was like, I'm not going to go on this one. I'm going to wait at the bottom for y'all. And as I'm waiting at the bottom, Stevenson and Stashira come shooting out, and I'm like, woo, y'all made it. And then I'm like, where's my husband? So I'm waiting. And as right when he comes down, I turn and look, and there's somebody else walking by to go up on the same thing.
The celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea who it is? Who the celebrity Amy saw at the water park?
My guess was Chris Stapleton.
Okay. Is it Chris Stapleton?
No.
Okay. Morgan number two, do you know who it is?
I think my guess is Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. Wow.
Solid guess.
No.
No.
I know who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Amy's wannabe lover.
No. Don't
Dirks.
Say that. Ew, don't say that. No.
Well, if you weren't married, let's be real.
No. What? No. That's,
you've said that 10,000 times.
If
long,
he wasn't
time
married.
Ago, I said that a long time ago when I never had encounters with him or his family anything. No. When it's not real.
Dirks also made you a chair with his face on it.
I don't know
it.
Why he did that.
He offered to make you another one with
a
bearded face
this,
on it.
All of that is so before we got this job and we got to know some of these people and see them places.
No, even during this job, you sent your husband to the barber and said,
That was at the beginning of the job before
you were
really knew Dirks.
But you were here,
though.
And you said, make him look like Dirks.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I said, this album cover, this... No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did,
now
Amy.
Now you're
Amy,
making it sound
go.
Creepy. Here is what I said for new listeners. I said, I like this haircut. It happens to be on Dirk's. It's on this album cover. And anyway, shout out to our friend Kelly that helped style his hair.
It was Dirk Bentley. That's the whole point. Yes.
It was Dirk Bentley. Yes. And don't even say it that way. Because then it's awkward. Because also they listen. So then if he hears that, you're going to be like, oh gosh, when I run into Amy, she's like totally into me. And I'm like, no, I'm here with my family. He's there with his family. Like, it's fine. Ah.
How was he?
I'm going to ruin it. It's normal. Normal stars are just like us. You know? You don't expect like superstars to be at the water park. But I mean, they really are just normal.
That was like when I saw Seacrest working on the hotel gym.
Right.
I was like, wait, what?
You work out in the hotel
gym?
You're
supposed to have them build you a gym in your room.
Right?
You're too famous to be with us normal folk. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Here, I'll say this. Amy, I was kidding about Dirk's being your wannabe lover. It was a joke.
Thank you.
A little hyperbole.
Thanks.
He used to be your wannabe lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not even used to be.
2 years ago.
No, like seven.
Okay, but see, that's used to be though.
No,
okay.
But it's not, I didn't even phrase it like that. Y'all are the ones that phrased it that way. Yeah. And then I've just tried to
be cool.
We have to be cool because before you think you can say stuff about people and like nobody's listening.
You just think that all the time.
And then now we're on air and people are listening. Like people pay attention. And well, I don't want it to be awkward.
The whole weekend was good?
It was so good. So great. I highly recommend a staycation wherever you live. Like that's the beauty of it. I think you could find somewhere in your town that you don't really go hang out and say you're going to take a trip anyways and maybe spend money on a hotel room. Think of how much you're going to save if you just go right down the road.
True.
Highly recommend it. Right. What about you? Your weekend. You could have come with us.
Well, I didn't get back from New York until Friday. And so I had a bad stomach bug. I used a bathroom on myself. I know. I know. It was one of those adult times.
People are listening.
I know. I don't care though. That's me. I got a bad stomach bug. And I told Mike D and I were traveling together. I was like, my stomach's in really bad shape. I hadn't been sick in forever. And I was like, and then I kind of used the bathroom myself a little bit. You never expect it. It just hits you. So I had to like pull my pants way up.
Where were you?
In the airport in New York.
Okay.
So I had to fly back the whole time. And I went in the bathroom. It was not pleasant.
No, and so, you're going to have to start traveling with wet wipes.
Well, it's only like one time in the past, I don't know, 7 years.
Sick, Amy.
And I was sick.
It wasn't normal.
You're gonna make fun of me? This is a normal human thing. I'm being vulnerable right now.
This is
what happens on this show. You get vulnerable and you share and people attack you.
No, I don't. Keep talking.
Saturday, I was sick, like in my stomach, real bad. I had 14 popsicles. And it was actually a pretty good day. That was with my stomach being sick.
Okay.
That's all I ate.
Okay.
I had 14 popsicles. I watched Arkansas lose, but it was a good game. And then I just kind of recuperated. And then I'm okay now. I think it was like a 48-hour bug, but it hit me hard. And it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had to wear my backpack like extra low.
All the way low.
I watched a bunch of stuff on TV, though. I watched the first episode of Season 3 of Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Unbelievable on Netflix.
I'm almost
done. Oh, my goodness.
Done.
I text Morgan Umber the whole time, and I was like, and then I looked up all the real life stories of the people.
Yeah, I'm going to need to do that. And or you could just tell me.
One of the bad cops is the voice of Patrick Starr in SpongeBob.
Really?
He also played Dobber on Coach back in the day.
That's the blonde guy.
Yeah. And so then I watched one episode of Veep. I've never seen Veep.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched one episode of that. Yeah. I only watched one episode, though, so not a fair assessment yet. And then I watched the Two Ferns movie on Netflix with Zach Galifianakis, Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Oh.
Which is pretty funny. Have you seen that, Mike D?
Yeah.
You think it's pretty funny?
Funny.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Not going to win any awards, but it's pretty funny.
Okay.
But just recuperated and back at it, and I'm rocking.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, don't admit if faults anyone, Amy will make fun of you.
I did not. Whoa. Huh?
Yeah.
I did not make fun of you.
You started screaming. Now you got to take wet wipes everywhere you go.
I know, yeah. I was saying.
It was like it happens all the time.
You know what made me think
that? It might be smart for you to keep those in your backpack.
My stomach was hurting so bad, I was just thankful that I didn't have a girlfriend or somebody there. Because I'd have been so embarrassed.
Well, they could have helped you.
I don't know.
That expedites your relationship.
Expedites?
Escalates?
It
makes
escalates.
It go faster.
Yeah. I'm not trying for that.
Expedite.
Not trying for that.
Or whatever.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
A record-breaking storm dumped 23 inches of snow across Montana. Severe snow warnings are in effect across the Rocky Mountains. In sports, Alabama's number one in the country for the first time this season, replacing Clemson after Clemson only won by 1 point. And finally, CVS said they've stopped selling the heartburn product Zantac because of a possible link to cancer.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big news. This just in. Lunchbox's Ultima has hit how many miles?
200,000 miles. That's right. The 05 Ultima. I was driving to work the other morning, and I looked down, and we are ticking closer, so I busted out the camera, and I watched it roll over, and it hit 200,000 miles.
Wow. So this is audio of that moment. Oh. It's like New Year's. It's like when the millennium turned to the year 2000. We're about to experience. Yes. Here we go.
There it is. 200,000 miles. We did it. We did it. 200,000 miles on the 05 Ultima. Throw your hands up and celebrate. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, when you think back about the 200,000 miles.
Oh. Man, I've driven that thing from Austin, Houston, Dallas, all the way to Nashville, to Hotlanta, Georgia. It's been across America and back, and it is just keeping, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I've showed that thing so much love. It's unbelievable.
What do you think your most special moment is in the 05 Ultima that hit 200,000 miles?
Oh, man, the most special moment.
Including the back seat.
Yeah, I know. I can't really talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, stop it. Go ahead.
The most special moment probably is, I mean, putting my kid in the back seat for the first time.
There you go.
I mean, I've taken a lot of people in the car, but having my kid in the back seat is like, dang, having the kid and the two dogs in the back seat, it's like, wow. There you go.
Do you remember the day you got it?
I do remember the day I got it. And it was a Thursday, and it was in Round Rock, Texas. And you were supposed to get a $50 gift card, gas card with it. Never got the gas card.
Wow.
They never mailed it to me.
And what's been the most frustrating part of this car as it hits 200,000 miles?
The most frustrating part is the door handles. They've popped off a couple times. So right now I only have one door handle. So you have to reach underneath, like the back passenger, the front passenger. There's no door handle. I don't know if it's just a defect, it was a recall. I don't know, but the door handles have popped off. And I got them replaced once, but now I'm not going to do that.
If your car could hear you and you had a conversation with it, what would you tell it as it hits 200,000 miles?
Dear Ultima, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. You've been with me since, I was a young pup and we've grown up together. You've seen me start a family, get married, have a kid, and you have been there through everything, thick and thin. No matter how bad things have gotten, you are the one I could count on. And I want to say thank you. I really do appreciate everything you've done for me and everywhere you've taken me.
Dang, are you getting emotional?
It's pretty, I mean, when you buy that car, you set goals and you have, you know, an imagination. You're going to have a car for that long. You never dream about 200,000 miles.
Are you going to get a new car?
No.
Oh, you're no. This what? Isn't the death of the. Oh, I thought
no,
it was
no.
Like,
this isn't the
yeah,
death.
This would get rid of it.
Oh.
Why would you get rid of it? We are still going. I mean, she is still so pretty and so pure and so everything. Pure.
What do you think it would trade in for?
Ooh, I may get an 1100 for it. Maybe.
And it's worth more to that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can still drive it.
Yes, yeah. I can still drive it. And even if it did, I'd maybe put it in blocks in the backyard and just have it a shrine.
Museum.
Yeah.
Wow.
People
well,
come by
is.
And take
Congratulations.
Pictures.
Congratulations. It's a big day. Big day for Lunchbox's car at 200,000 miles. I don't know if there's anything else left to say. Oh, wow, except that. All right. There it is. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lainey Wilson.
I'm such a big fan of Lainey. Lainey, you there?
Bobby.
There she is. So let me tell you how I met Lainey. She was doing the original The Get Up with Blanco Brown. She was the girl in that video.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at how to do that dance. And I see her, and so I messaged her because I knew she lived in town. I was like, hey, do you want to come do this video? And she goes, well, yeah, but why don't I just bring Blanco to the house? Totally put her. She could have easily been in the video, but she was like, let's just make it better. And so she came into the house and taught me and Kaylee Hammack how to do it and didn't even get in the video. She's like, I'm good. And I was like, that's cool. And then I started listening to her music, and she's awesome. And here she is for the first time. Lainey Wilson, everybody.
Yeah.
What's going on? Hey, thanks, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
We're pretty good. You know, you're from Louisiana. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. I'm from North Louisiana. If you've ever heard of Monroe, you know, Duck Dynasty, that area. I'm about 30 miles south of Monroe in a little town called Baskin.
How many people in that town?
Well, it was 300, but I guess it's 299 now.
What is, so what's your town? I'm from a town of 700, and we were a sawmill town. So what is Baskin, Louisiana, known for?
it is nothing but a bunch of cornfields. I'm telling you, everybody there is basically family. It's just a bunch of farmland, blue-collar people. It's actually known for one of the biggest speed traps in Louisiana. So if you go through there, you better slow your rear down.
Oh, is it just a highway running through the edge of town, and so the cops are sitting there?
Yep. Yeah, we don't have a stoplight. We have a caution light, and we have a convenience store, and that's about it.
Do people in your town follow you and know you as a country artist?
They do. Yeah, I mean, they just know me as Lainey. You know, the little girl that they've always known. I hadn't lived there in 9 years because I've been in Nashville about 9 years now. But yeah, I think they've cheered me on from afar for so long, and they've just kind of supported me from afar and cross their fingers that I'd actually be able to do it, and they're just real proud of how far we've actually come with it.
I follow Lainey on Instagram. Super funny. But she's always... What do you call your style? What do you call it? What kind of country is it?
Bell-bottom country.
Bell-bottom country. Yeah, and she has...
Country with a flair.
She has so many clothes. Like, how big is your closet?
I have way too many clothes. I have way too many bell-bottoms.
Where are you getting...
I'm telling you. I've got two closets. I actually made the bedroom upstairs like one big old closet.
Where are you getting all these clothes?
So a lot of my shirts I get from like thrift stores, anywhere like that, really. I'm balling on a budget. So I get a lot of my pants from Free People when I can afford them, because they ain't free. But then I get a lot of my bell bottoms too from a little online boutique called Little Bees Bohemian. And they had the same exact style as Free People. They just, half the price. So, like I said, balling on a budget.
Well, listen, you can follow her on Instagram, Lainey Wilson Music. You got the Redneck Hollywood. It's four songs. I think you're great. I'm going to have you up on the show and play sometime real soon. But I'm going to play L.A. here. So tell me about this song real quick.
So a little backstory. When I was about 9 years old, my daddy took us on a family vacation to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I begged him to drive through Nashville on the way home to Louisiana, and he did. And I remember exactly where I was in the back seat when I was looking at the Batman building. I said, "This is home." And my mama turned around in the back seat and she was like, "Lainey, don't say that. You're my baby." But I've always known that Nashville is where I was going to be. I just needed to figure out how to get there. So when I decided to make the move from Louisiana to Nashville, I bought a Flagstaff bumper pull camper trailer and I hauled it to Nashville, and I lived in it for about 3 years. The first 3 years I was here in Nashville, and I was known as the camper trailer girl. And one person even said, "Aren't you that girl that lives in that tent?" And I'm like, "Heck no, it's got wheels. What you talking about?" But everywhere I'd go, I'd open my mouth to speak, and people would say, "Where in the world are you from?" And I'd say, "Well, I'm from L.A. And they'd be like, "There's no way you're from Los Angeles with an accent like that." And it's just funny how when they heard L.A., they heard Hollywood, but I heard Louisiana. So that's kind of where the song idea came from.
So she's from L.A., but L.A. meaning Louisiana. Yeah. Okay, check her out.
That's right.
I'm going to play the song right now. Her name is Lainey Wilson. We're going to have you up real soon. Lainey, good to talk to you. Thanks for waking up with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Bobby. See y'all.
There she is.
I'm at Bombshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett is recording his first ever Christmas songs. He posted on social media his time in the studio rocking a Christmas hat and Christmas lights hung in the studio. He said he knows it's Halloween, but he's getting in the spirit.
Yeah, sometimes you'll see people doing this in July. And they tell us they have to go in and put all the Santa Claus stuff up and all the decorations. Like, I can even feel a bit Christmassy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about Christmas music, too, is it doesn't cost anything to put out, right? These songs are so old. They're, what do they call it?
Public domain.
Mm-hmm. So they're free to record all the classics. Yeah, what else?
Garth Brooks revealed on Martina McBride's first episode of her podcast that a Bruno Mars concert made him cry. He said Bruno Mars was the first time ever in his life that he got to put the light on his phone and sing, and he cried like a baby the whole time because he felt what the fans feel.
Well, that's interesting.
Cried like a baby the whole time.
Think there's a little hyperbole there or no?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, that'd be cool if you're Garth. Because everybody holds up their light on every slow song at a Garth Brooks show.
Yeah.
If he plays The Dance, or if he plays Unanswered Prayers,
or if
he plays If Tomorrow Never Comes, everybody puts their phones up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would do it too. So it is kind of cool to think about Garth Brooks doing that as well.
And Cher just heard Jake Owen's version of Believe, and she loved it. She said it was so heartfelt, and it reminded her of her childhood when her family would sit around and sing country songs.
All right. It's a good version, too. All right, there you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
About a year ago, there was this nurse in Indiana. She's out running errands with her daughter when she comes up on a bad motorcycle wreck. A group of motorcyclists got in a wreck. And being a nurse, she's like, I got to get out and help. So she gets out, helps, you know, saves some lives, doesn't think anything about it. They become friends on Facebook. A year later, her 8-year-old daughter is going to have a lemonade stand to raise money just because she wants to buy this cool toy. The bikers wanted to pay the mom back. They drove, and they had a line around the block to sit there and buy lemonade from the daughter.
Oh, love wow. it.
Yeah, that's good. Are motorcycle gangs a thing anymore?
Yes.
Like a bad thing, though?
No. There's still bad ones.
There's good and bad.
Oh, because every motorcycle gang you hear about now are good ones.
Yeah, there are a lot of lawyers.
But there's still the bad ones. There was that recent shootout in Waco, like a couple years ago.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Remember at like Twin Peaks?
But like one gang ruins it for everyone, right? Here's a good motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Like most motorcycle gangs, I think, are now good. We've just been affected by the years of hearing about bad
ones.
They
do like food drives and stuff.
They see girls' lemonade stand.
Right.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Oh. That's
they
good.
Were a good gang, right?
No.
Oh.
They're
oh.
bad.
But did you root for them? Were they the anti-hero?
Yeah, because of all the gangs that they were fighting against sometimes, yeah, you wanted them to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Only because they had the cameras with them. But here's what I'm saying. My declaration is now motorcycle gangs are good. Generally speaking... And there's a lawyer commercial that comes on. Do you guys ever see it?
That's what
like,
I'm talking about.
He's like, oh, I'm your attorney. And when I'm not attorneying, I'm riding. And he's like 60, and he puts on a headband, and it's just a little too much.
He's got leather.
But yeah, it's way too much leather. And he's like, it's like, dun, 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 dun. And he's like, not only am I saving you from, and then he's off on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And his wife's like, that Craig, he just loves riding his motorcycle. He's like, Craig at law. He's in a good motorcycle game.
Yeah.
He's like, I love doing charity on my motorcycle.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from the UK. A man was sitting at home, decided he wanted to have some fun with 911 operators, so he called them up, wouldn't say a word. He just burped over and over and over again.
Test for emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
Is that fun? I mean, is that fun?
That is hilarious.
I laughed. I laughed. All right. What happened to him?
So he got charged with misuse of 911. They went to his house and arrested him.
Play it one more time. We shouldn't, but let's do it one more time.
Cash for emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this.
Okay. There it is. That's funny, but not really.
Lunchbox, that's your funniest bonehead story of the day ever.
Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Time to play Amy versus Lunchbox. The score is tied at 9-9. The winner today will get this music. Here we go.
Wow.
And we'll be the champion. We've spent 18 weeks trying to find a champion. Hey, let me say this, though, before we get going on this game. At 20 after the next hour, so we got just about 80 minutes from now, we're going to play a secret sound. And if you know it, you hear it on the radio, you go to bobbybones.com, you type it in. You could win a trip. We're going to send you to Live in the Vineyard in Napa, California to see Maren Morris and Avril Lavigne and Kelsey Ballerini and Maddie and Tay. So secret sound at about 20 after next hour. Just want to give you a heads up because we're going to play it. You don't have to call in. You just go to bobbybones.com, type it in, and somebody who gets it right, we draw it. Is it every day? We give it. It's but every day through Thursday. We're giving away that many trips? Mm-hmm. Like four trips?
Holy crap.
I thought maybe it was just one trip. It's a trip every day.
That's nice.
Okay. That's at 20 after next hour. But now, let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Ready to go?
Ready.
These are three questions that when you type in trivia for dudes...
It comes up.
These come up. Yep. When buying a car, when's the last time you bought a car?
2018.
Okay, last year. Then maybe you'd be familiar with this term. MSRP stands for what? It's a tough one.
What? You hear that? It's all ever. The MSRP.
MSRPs in like commercials when you're buying the car. MS, miles, R, my speed, mile speed, route, wait, MSRP.
When buying a car, MSRP stands for what?
Oh, man.
5 seconds?
MSRP.
That's the question.
Percentage. Something percentage. MSRP.
Hit that buzzer, please.
Oh, my gosh.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. Lunchbox you can steal?
Yeah, manufactured retail price.
Incorrect. It's manufacturer suggested retail price.
Oh,
that would be
the
S in MSRP.
Oh, my God. I have that written down. I read it wrong. I'm so dumb.
All right. 0-0.
Man, that is so dumb.
Oh, okay.
Amy, tonight. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
You going to be watching?
No.
Okay, well, it's between the Bengals and the Steelers. What are the Steelers' team colors? Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Black and yellow and white. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What are your answers?
That's their colors. I don't know if white is one of their colors, but black and yellow is.
Shout out
Steve Mokler for being a big Steelers fan.
I need an answer.
Because I see him wearing the
stuff. On a championship round, I got to ask you for an answer. So please give me your answer.
Black and yellow.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well, you kind of fought to get there, but okay.
We'll talk you to it.
Well, no, I mean, white is
here
complimentary.
We go. On Seinfeld, George Costanza worked for what professional baseball team? On Seinfeld, George Costanza worked for what professional baseball team?
So it's got to either be the Yankees or the Mets, because those are both in New York. Ugh. Why didn't I watch more? Oh, my gosh. I feel like it's got to be either the Yankees or the Mets, because those are the only two options. Unless he takes a train.
You're talking, but I'm going to have to get an exact answer from you. So talk it, but I'm going to say exact answer, and you have to say it.
Okay. Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
What is your exact answer?
The Yankees.
The New York Yankees is correct.
Ah!
Wow.
Ah!
You got two.
But it was between them two, right?
I mean.
It could have been whatever. I mean, there was no
could
between.
Have been a fictional.
It was
there's only one right answer.
Okay.
All right. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Here we go. You have three questions.
Okay.
Yeah, Amy has two. Jessica Simpson revealed she shed 100 pounds since giving birth to her daughter, Birdie Mae. How many kids does Jessica Simpson have?
Two.
Incorrect.
Oh, I was just talking to now. You don't want me to...
Well, we don't normally have to do that with you.
Yeah, that's okay.
It sounded like you were giving the answer. I don't know if you're making fun of me, but...
All right, go ahead. Okay.
No, I don't know. I said two. It's okay. Fine.
Amy, do you want to steal it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Three.
Correct.
Dang.
Lengthening, curling, and waterproof are types of what?
Mascara.
Correct.
Wow.
Jenna Dewan is pregnant. What celebrity is her ex-husband?
Channing Tatum.
Correct.
Oh, man.
The final score is? Amy 3, Lunchbox 2. We have a new champion, everybody.
Oh!
Play that music.
Oh!
What would you like to say, Amy? Take this belt I'm giving you right now.
I feel like a couple weeks ago I was losing big time. So to come back, sorry that Lunchbox that I... Did you really not...
No,
I'm
good.
Your final answer?
I'm good.
Okay, he's good. Well, it feels good to have this. What are we doing with the game now?
Well, we have to keep going. You're the champ.
Oh, okay.
That's right. We keep it rolling.
I kind of like it. It's fun. So, yeah.
There she is. Clap it for our champion. There she is. If he would have just said manufacturer suggested retail price as he had written down,
yep.
That's crazy.
It'd be tied.
Yeah, and it'd go to next week.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not a one.
There we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, our new champion, our princess, our Amy versus Lunchbox 2019. Well, I guess, has there been two of these rounds this year?
No one. Has there? I think this one's been dragging on.
It's been going on for a long
there
time.
There she is. Give it up for our champion, Amy, one more time. There she is.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Elena.
There she is, our dancing queen, Lauren Elena.
Yeah.
Come on.
What?
Here we go. Hey, tonight on Dancing with the Stars is movie night. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I saw your Instagram. You're eating popcorn in a movie. I never did a set shoot where we went somewhere. They must love the cast this year.
Mm-hmm.
Taking them out. Can you tell us what you're doing yet, or is that a secret?
It's a secret, I think.
But I feel like other people post about what they're doing, and I don't think they're supposed to. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble with that.
You're not going to get in trouble? What's it rhyme with? What movie does it... Just tell us what the movie rhymes with.
Oh.
Do you really want me to?
Do you think they're really going to get mad, Lauren? Really?
Plus, you're telling the champ. Plus,
yeah, Dancing with the Stars champ.
Yeah.
The second word doesn't rhyme with any word, but the first word rhymes with witty.
Okay, let's see. Pity. No,
I'll
take that one.
Don't do that.
Kitty.
Gritty.
Grit. Okay.
Nitty gritty.
We'll think about this one for a while. If anyone gets it in their mind, let me know.
What'd you say it rhymes with?
I'll say this. I am playing a character that could not be further from who I am in real life.
Oh, pretty. I bet it's Amy's favorite movie. Let's not say it on the air to keep her from trouble.
Oh, wow.
But let's say it rhymes with witty human.
Yeah.
That way nobody said it.
Right.
Yes.
Nobody said it.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed already. Yes, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. If it is the movie that we think it is, which you're not saying.
I don't know
that
what you
is.
Guys are talking about.
No one has
about.
Said it. We didn't say it either.
Wow.
By the way, Lauren Elena is on Dancing with the Stars tonight, where you can text in your vote all during the show. Hey, Lauren, so last week you didn't get made safe until pretty much the end. Now, they weren't doing it order, so who knows where you were, but were you getting nervous that you could have been going home last week?
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was like, I literally thought I might pass out.
Yeah, it stinks, huh?
They were like brought up American Idol, like.
Oh yeah.
Memory so much for me, and when I was on American Idol, I was 16, and I literally told the production team and all the other contestants and everyone bye every week because I was like convinced I was going home, and I didn't want to like not get to tell people bye. I was like very worried every week that I was going home. And I don't know, I've been so busy dancing and like caught up in it that I kind of forgot someone was going to go home. And then they were like eliminating or putting people through and they weren't saying my name. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going home. I can't be. This is horrible. Oh my gosh.
I was nervous for you. I was nervous.
They showed me a few times apparently. I haven't been able to watch it once. But apparently they showed my face a few times, and my family told me I looked like I was going to cry.
Wait, I was nervous for her, although I knew she had scored well. Who do you think is your biggest competition on the show, Lauren?
James.
Vanderbeek, yeah, strong. I've put the top three, because I've been interviewed about it, as Lauren, James, and Hannah B. I think those are the three that...
Yeah, Hannah's great, too. James had to have danced before, right?
He has danced. I mean, he grew up, I was talking to him, he grew up in stage, like doing theater.
Oh. Yeah.
And so I don't think he's had formal training, but we're talking about James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek, that I believe he had danced before.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah danced her whole childhood, I believe. But I'm happy you're making me your top three, because I haven't even ever done a two-step.
That's right. There she is. Lauren Elena's on right now. That's right. Okay. Well... We're rooting for you. You know, last week when you were on, obviously, I didn't know, and this is my bad, I didn't know that your song had never been played yet when I played it. Did you know that?
Were you the very first person to ever play it?
I didn't know it wasn't released yet, because I had heard it, and I was like, let's play Lauren's new song. And it was loaded up, and you talked into it, and then I saw you tweet like 2 days later, nobody's ever heard, no, it's not out yet. And I was like, oh no, yeah. I accidentally played it on the radio.
No, it's perfect. I'm glad it was you.
Okay. Lauren Elena is here.
You can play it every single day if you want, Bob.
We will.
Play it every morning.
We'll play it again coming up in just a second. Do you know your style tonight?
Yes, I do.
It is the...
You know what? I did kind of reveal this in my story, so it's tango.
Okay, she's doing the tango to a movie that rhymes with pretty horror.
I know. I'm trying to picture what outfit from the movie she's going to be wearing. And now
the
that
one
she's
that my dad likes the least, I'll tell you that. I just thought that the skirt coming off was a problem, and then I walked into wardrobe this week, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to pray about this every second until it airs. I literally called my dad and told him not to watch.
It's got to be the tall boots, right? The tall boot.
Yeah, maybe.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. The streetwear.
Yeah. The streetwear.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, we're excited to see this tonight. Dancing with the Stars. Be sure to vote for Lauren, because Amy didn't get to watch it live, but she
you
voted
can still
anyway.
Vote.
That's
yep.
right. You just text Lauren to that
Aww,
number.
Thank
so,
yeah.
you.
Okay. So easy. That's what people got to do.
She is definitely the underdog. People are picking Hannah and Jay. Hey, Lauren, just roll with me. We're just going to say you're the big underdog every week, even though you're doing pretty good.
Perfect.
Just... She's the humongous underdog that no one's given a shot to. Lauren Elena tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Vote for her, and we'll be watching. And is it, I guess not this week, but next week, there's a guest judge, and it's not me. It's
oh,
not me.
I thought you were about to drop something on us.
But
like,
it's
there's a guest judge?
Well,
I didn't even know that.
Not this week, but next week, it says Leah Remini is. And she was a bridesmaid for Cheryl and Cheryl's wedding.
Oh.
So if they let her in, they got to let me come guest judge, even
yeah.
though Lauren and I are close, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, and you'll give me a 10, right?
I'll do like an 11. I'll draw on it.
Wait, is this whole guest judge thing? That's new.
That's next. Yeah, but that's not.
But something. I mean.
No, they've done that before.
Oh, I didn't remember a guest
Not on our
judge
season, but.
In. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there she is, Lauren Elena, and we're going to play the new song called Getting Good, which I've been seeing people say they cry when they hear this song.
Well, good. It makes me cry when I hear it, and it's my song.
All right, here it is. How's your body feeling real quick, Lauren, after all this dancing?
It all hurts. It hurts everywhere.
There she
everything
is.
Everything hurts.
Everything hurts. Lauren Elena tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Here is her new song called Getting Good. Lauren, we're watching you tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, there she is, everybody.
Bye.
Lauren Elena. Bye, Lauren.
Bye, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So everyone that has been worried maybe about Mississippi State's Bulldog mascot.
I saw this.
Dog is A-okay.
Almost got trampled during the game.
Yeah. He was on the sidelines with a handler, like on a leash, and some dude from Auburn scored a touchdown and then was over there. Yeah. And
he almost, like, they thought the dog was really hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dog's name is Bully, I believe.
Yes.
The Mississippi State mascot.
Bully the Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So just an update on Bully that... He's left the building.
Well, that's what the announcer said. She goes, Bully has left the building. And everyone's like, uh-oh, is Bully hurt? And then it turns out, he did a FaceTime meeting with a doctor.
With a vet, yeah. A FaceTime vet visit. And he's going to be
okay. He's okay. Mm-hmm.
And he'll
took
be
a good shot, though.
He'll be able to report back to duty, no problem.
Well, as a Bulldog owner myself, I tell you, these things are durable and stubborn. My dog will just run into a table, just haul butt, boom, and just get up and keep ticking, man. These things are tough, so that's good to hear. What else you got?
Okay, so just a heads up, like if you think you've got a cute, cuddly kitten, could be a bobcat, because this woman rescued one. She saw that it needed a home, it kind of needed help, food, maybe a bath. She thought it was adorable. Well, when she took it in, some of her neighbors were like, I don't really know if that's a cat.
Oh, they were questioning it.
Yeah, she thought it was a cat, a cute, cuddly cat at that. And then, yeah.
A cute, cuddly cat at that?
Yeah. And so some of her neighbors were like, I don't really know that that's a cat. That looks like a bobcat. So sure enough, she took it to the wildlife rescue and they confirmed, yes, it is a bobcat.
Which is wild. I guess it's okay because she caught it before it got big and ate her and mauled her to death, which is good.
Totally yeah. good.
Yeah. Well, Morgan number two had a cat outside of her house for a long time, right?
Yeah, I did. And it got taken into animal control.
You were going to adopt it.
I was.
Turns out that was a panther. Same kind of story. It wasn't. What was the deal?
No, it's just it has some like a disorder that I'm not going to be able to take on.
It was way sick?
Not like super sick enough. Somebody could take care of it. But for me, it just wasn't an option. So
I'm looking at the picture of this bobcat, Amy. Looks like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a kitten. How did those neighbors know that wasn't a real cat?
Does it have a little tail? Because that's the sign.
It just looks like a kid, baby kitten.
Or
I'm looking at the whole thing.
Like, at somebody. And then they were like, is that a cat?
Well, to me, I would think this was a cat, too, at the size it was. Okay, what else?
Okay, so, well, speaking of pets and vet bills, like Morgan number two was talking about, she couldn't take it on. Millennials are likely to go into debt for their pets. I also thought of you with this one, Bobby, because Stanley's got some issues. But yeah, if a routine surgery were to be on the horizon, no problem. Pet lovers that are millennials are going to throw down a credit card. They're going to go into debt. They don't care what they have to do. They're going to take care of it.
Because that's level one of a kid. It's not the same as a kid, but until you have a kid, I feel you don't know really what a kid takes. But I mean, I think we bond to our animals before we have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you would give whatever to save your kid, we'd save our animals.
Right. I know. But they're saying just maybe start putting aside money so you don't have to go into debt for it.
No, go.
That's
never going to happen.
As responsible millennials, if you have little emergency funds here and there, start throwing a few bucks into an emergency fund if you have a pet. That way, you don't have to go into debt for it.
I used to do that for an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you still do that?
No. I've kind of given up on life. But I used to save, and I was like, well, I want to be able to buy a good engagement ring whenever, so I would put money aside. And I had a good little nest egg there.
So when you decided to break the nest egg, did you end up using it for something?
I invested it, yeah.
Oh.
I invested half of it.
Treat yourself?
No, treat myself. I'm not a big treat myself guy. So I invested half of it, and then the other half I put toward a house.
Dang, what kind of a ring was this?
No, just toward it. It was just part of a down payment of a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby's like, I bought a house.
No, not a house. It's part of a down payment. Okay.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
U.S. Navy Senior Chief Michael Forehand is home on leave from Iraq, where he had been serving, and he wanted to come back and go surprise his kids. He went to 3 different Florida schools in one day. Boy, I bet that's exhausting for him in an emotional way.
Oh, yeah. But also exciting.
Yeah, super fun. And then was the one kid not text the other? You got to be like, okay, I surprised you. Don't text your brother.
Right.
The Polo Park Middle School principal and one of these told students that reporters were there to do a story on school lunches. So the kids in the cafeteria first focused on the school principal and then noticed the chief Forehand walk into the room, and in the crowd, Gabriel noticed his dad and then just took off and jumped in his arms. Yeah, pretty cool. He did it 3 times.
Love it.
Yeah, that's good. I watched those, man, on YouTube, one to the other. That stuff makes me emotional. But shout out, that's what it's all about right there. The school set it up and everybody made it happen for that kid. That's cool.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny. What's happening over there?
The Morning Corny.
Why did the banker quit his job? Because he lost interest.
All right. All right. I'm down with that. All right, there you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, now we're going to give you a shot to win a trip to Napa, California. I've never been there.
It's amazing.
They have this big music event called Live in the Vineyard. It's a whole weekend. We're going to send you there and hook you up. It's wine, food, intimate acoustic performance in Napa Valley from people like Maren Morris, Avril Lavigne, Maddie and Tay, Kelsey Ballerini, Natasha Bedingfield. It's a whole deal.
So
we're going to send to you. All you have to do is know this sound that I'm about to play. And then as soon as you hear the secret sound, all you have to do is go over to bobbybones.com, enter your guess, and every day we draw a winner of the people who got it right. That's it. Easy as pie.
Love it.
Okay. Are we ready for the secret sound for today? I don't know what it is. So I'm going to play either. Well, I guess I can't play, can I? Okay.
No, because you can't win the trip.
I know. All right. Here we go. Here is today's secret sound. Okay.
Well, that's tough.
Give me a little music there. Hey, do you know what, Mike D? Let me see. I'm going to write this down. We're going to play it again. Is that it? Oh, it's not?
Oh.
That's hard.
Now I see what you wrote down, and now I hear that, but that's not right.
Well, let me see.
So what is it?
Well, play it again, Raymundo. You know, can I say what I thought it was? It was wrong. I thought it was a spray paint can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it sounds like.
The
marble inside.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. All you have to do is go to bobbybones.com and type in one more time, Raymundo, for those listening right now. Okay.
Guys, I'm good at this game, and I don't hear it.
So tomorrow, though, we'll tell him what it was, and then we'll... No, we'll have a winner and stuff tomorrow. Okay, bobbybones.com. And for more rules and key and all that stuff, bobbybones.com, keyword rules. But it's up, Morgan number 2 in the front of the page?
Yep, right, it's up there. It's ready.
There you go.
The latest from the Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number 2's Showcast Skinny.
Bobby suffered a big loss with the Arkansas football game over the weekend, and he will start taping American Idol this week.
That's right. Arkansas
you
lost.
You suffered a big loss.
I did. I suffered a big loss.
That's a bad one, dude.
Well, I say that I'm, for those that are new to the show, I grew up in Arkansas, a very small town, 700 people. And when you grow up in Arkansas, we don't have pro sports. We live and die with the Arkansas Razorbacks, and I still do. And we play Texas A&M, which is where Amy went to college.
Whoop.
She's not a fan, though. Don't be confused.
I am a fan.
Did you know you played us?
I knew you had a game that wasn't going well because I heard my dad or my husband yell at the TV, Bobby's not going to like that.
But did you know that was your team?
I had no idea who y'all were playing. But, oh, we beat you.
Well, it's a great game.
Oh, so sad.
We have one of the teams with the most freshmen in the entire country. We're getting better every week. But we lost. We went down to the very end of the game. It was not a good ending for me, but I'm proud of them. It was good. I texted the coach after the game too, and I sent Coach Morris a text. I was like, and I don't always do that, but I was like, hey, Coach, team's getting better every week. Woo pig, better times ahead. And he texted me back that night. He was like, yeah, better times ahead. Hang out. Wow. We're getting there. So it hurt a little bit, but it was great to be hurt. Like, I just haven't felt anything in so long. It was great to be hurt. So. Yeah, that's
sorry we had to do that to you.
And then we stop it.
Stop
it,
Amy.
Tonight,
what?
Today and tonight, I am taping American Idol again. First day back on set for the next season. All right, what about Amy?
Amy had a great weekend with her family. She really lived it up like a kid with her kids. She ate pizza, wings, a burger, and fries.
Dang.
What? I know.
Carbosaurus Rex. That's part of the staycation.
Wings are protein. Yeah. But yes, I mean, I don't know. It was just a water park environment, water park food. So we were like in our swimsuit. It took me back to when I was a kid and I'd be like at a water park, like Schlitterbahn or something. And we just got to eat all the goodies. And so, yeah, my kids, they loved it that I was like partaking with them. So it was good.
I do want to get to your staycation update coming up because Amy said she saw a celebrity at the water park.
Oh.
And that celebrities are like us too.
Yeah, stars are just like that. So much so, I didn't even think it was really this person because I was like, what are they doing here?
We'll do that coming up in the next segment. Okay, let's do Lunchbox and Eddie real quick.
Lunchbox got the steal of the century. He bought a big truck for Baby Box for just $2. And Eddie is officially on an advisory board for a foster care nonprofit. It's called National Angels, and it's the first board that he's ever been a part of.
Whoop! There you go.
That's
nice
crazy.
Nice work. Okay. Are you curious about the celebrity she's all the water park?
Yes,
okay.
I want to know who's swimming in a water park.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like Chris Stapleton.
Massive star?
Yeah.
There are more than 10,000 people and I come watch this star?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Then we'll do that coming up. I feel good about that.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
9 babies were just born to firefighters at this California fire department. And the photos are the cutest. Because obviously when you get 9 babies born around the same time, you do a photo shoot. And they like put the babies in a circle laying on top of their dad's uniforms all stacked up. Then they had all the dads lined up holding their
babies
in the air.
At the same time.
9. Can you imagine? I mean, the photos are just the most precious thing ever. And like these kids are going to grow up all being like friends and the wives and the husbands and all the things. Like it's so cute.
What's in the food there?
I don't know.
What's happening there?
I know. I want to ask them. I saw this on the news and I was like, how did they do that?
And we're sure it's not one guy, right?
No, they're all the different guys, and it's definitely all different women.
Well, that, yes. No, here they are, all holding the babies up. Yeah, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
The Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department. Wow, that's a pretty good picture. You should go to bobbybones.com and check that out. All right, there we go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
We're going to play Name That Guitar Riff, and Amy, you are playing for Brittany in Tampa. She texted in, and if you win this, she wins $100 in cash.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, this is pressure now.
It's a lot of pressure. Okay, so I'll play you a guitar riff from a famous song. All you have to do is name the song. It's just a guitar riff. $100 on the line for Brittany.
Yeah.
That's groceries.
I know.
Are we ready to play? Song number one, Amy, name this guitar riff. OK, Okay, yep. You'll have five here. You have to get three of five.
Okay.
Go ahead. Your first answer for that guitar riff is?
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. That no. is... incorrect.
Shoot.
It's actually Seven Nation Army from the
oh,
White Stripes.
That's it. Yeah.
Shoot. Oh, for one, Amy. You have to get three of five.
Okay.
Here we go. Number two. She's rolling her eyes right now. This is the guitar solo in the song.
What? Turn it down a little bit. Said no one ever.
Is that familiar at all?
Not one single bit.
Listen again. Here we go. Still no?
He's not gonna get it.
No.
Listen now.
Is there a clue in there?
It's a very, very famous song.
I'm sure it is, but I can't.
What's the most famous song you think of? Just say it. Go.
No. Taylor Swift just gave one.
Yeah, I know.
But like, that's not...
Wait, I'm going to play it from the beginning one more time. Here you go. I can even do it with my mouth. That's how known it is.
What? Do it with your mouth.
Is it like, turn it off, Raymundo? Like it goes... Like, that's a very... Morgan, number two, do you know that one?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Amy?
Born in the USA.
And that's a solid guess. And that's not it. It's actually Lynyrd Skynyrd, Free Bird. I'm
as free as the guitar solo.
Bird. Yeah, it's the guitar solo. It's not that part. If we'd have been prepared, we'd have played you the part that was actually in the song there. Okay, let's do the next one. Here we go. Amy, you have to get the next three in a row.
I know that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do number three.
I'm in.
Okay, let's listen to it for a second. Make sure.
Phone rings in the middle of the night. My mom says.
What? Okay, she knows this when she says. Go ahead.
Girls just want to have fun.
Correct.
Yeah.
Play that one. Here it is. Still in it. You're still in it. Okay, let's do number... I want to give you an easy one.
Thank you. This is for Brittany, not easy for me.
Yeah, but if you lose, Brittany doesn't get
$100. I know, that's why you want to help me.
What's the easiest one, Mike, of all these numbers? Let's give her a softball as much as possible. Mm. I mean, because I want to take it down to the last one and make it all or nothing. Yeah.
Bring it down.
Which one of these things is the easiest?
I just need a little bit of help.
Nine? Yeah. Okay.
Nine? Okay.
Okay, let's do number nine, Raymundo. Oh, she's figuring it out over there.
I'll be watching you. But I don't know what it's called. And every single day, you move away. Every time you take, every time. You take, I'll be watching you.
Okay. Amy, what is
but
your...
But what's it called? Is that what it's called? I'll be watching you? That doesn't sound right. I don't feel like I know that song.
Okay.
I'll be watching
you.
Who's
the band?
Every single day. Na, na, na. This music throws me.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, we're killing Amy's
every
vibe here.
I take, every single day. Is it I'll be watching you? It's got to be. I don't know the band.
The band is The Police.
I'll be watching you.
And your answer is?
I'll be watching you.
Well, that is not right. However,
what?
One free pass to take a second guess at the name of the song. Because for Brittany, one free pass. Go ahead. You got to get it this time, though. It's not I'll be watching you.
Sing the whole chorus.
So either in my mind, it's like...
No. Give me any hints.
Oh, sorry.
I'll be watching you.
We've said no to that one.
That's the only part I know.
Go ahead.
That's not it.
Every single day.
Okay, you said that nine times.
He's dancing around it.
Okay, go ahead.
Every breath I take, take my breath away.
Amy, what is your answer? Play the guitar riff one more time, please.
No, can't you? Oh.
3 seconds. Final answer.
Every step you take, every smile you take, I'll be watching.
Answer, Amy.
Oh, can you see?
Okay.
That Star Spangled Banner.
Different song.
Go ahead.
Every smile you take. Oh. No, every close. Move you make.
Every breath you take.
So close.
Did I ever say those words?
Yeah.
I don't know. You said a lot of words. So you did not win $100 for Brittany. I'm sorry. You didn't even get.
I'll be watching you.
You did say that one.
Brittany, call me. I'm going to.
Give her $100.
I don't know. Do something.
Don't. That's, we can't do that with every game.
I know, but I hate losing precedent. For
I know.
People.
It's true. We'll give another shot maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
All right, we'll save the game. Bobby Bones Show. Let's go over and talk to Cody, who's on the phone. Cody, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's up, bud?
What's going on?
Man, it's all you. What do you want to say?
Not much, man. I wanted to give you a call. Thank you for everything that you've done. Driving to work is a long drive for me and makes it that much easier. And also, I wanted to give you and let you know, my family, we have a bunch of cows, and one of them just had a baby calf, and it was my kid's turn to be able to name it. And without hesitation, both of them named it the Bobby, they became Bobby T-Bones.
Oh, that's funny. Bobby T. Well, for a couple of reasons, because my nickname was T-Bone when I was younger.
Oh, was it?
Oh, he didn't know that.
Not a good reason.
Yeah, I did not know that. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then two,
I wanted to name it T-Bone. My son wanted to name it T-Bone, and my daughter wanted to name it Bobby Bone. And so they came up with Bobby T-Bone.
Well, worlds collide. Look at that. Hey, now that I have you, Cody, I appreciate that. Would you like your chance to win $100 in cash?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to play. I have one category left. We're going to play the 60-second challenge. Or what's it called? Showdown?
Okay.
Showdown.
60-second showdown. Have you ever heard this game before, Cody?
I have.
Okay. You have 60 seconds to get 10 questions right. So just doing math, okay, you need to get every question in how many seconds?
60 seconds.
Right. But each question, you need to get it in how many seconds? There are 10 questions, 60 seconds. One question per?
6 seconds.
Boom, got it. Everybody on the show was struggling with that. I was watching all your faces.
Counting fingers over
not
here.
Not good at math. Yeah.
Okay, so.
I don't math good either.
The category is science.
Remind him that he can pass.
God,
oh, yeah. If you don't know it, pass, and we'll come back to it, okay?
It's going to be horrible, but all right, we'll give it a try.
These are easy ones. I'll tell you what, you can team up. You can team up with someone. You and Amy can team up together. Do you want to do that, or do you want to roll by yourself?
Let's team up. Science is not my strong suit.
Okay, Amy,
what
now.
What is it?
It's science. So if either one of you miss it, it's going to be difficult with two people.
Okay. Science. I took, like, science in the community or something.
Are we ready? 60 seconds.
Let's do it.
Question number one. The timer starts when I finish the first question. In the list of planets, what number is Earth?
Third.
Correct.
Good job.
What is the force that pulls us toward Earth?
Gravity.
Correct.
Gravity.
The study of weather is called what?
Meteorology.
Correct. Igneous and metamorphic are types of what?
Rocks.
Correct. What's the largest external human organ?
What? Skin! Oh,
correct. Who discovered electricity in a famous kite experiment?
Benjamin Franklin.
Correct! What's the largest land animal?
What is it? A rhinoceros?
Elephant.
Elephant.
What? Elephant, correct! We'll give it to you. What part of the skeletal system protects the brain?
Cranium!
Skull.
We'll give you the skull! What's the name of the imaginary line around the center of the Earth?
Equator!
What?
Equator,
correct.
Equator.
About 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in what?
Water.
That's correct.
Water.
We have a winner!
Yeah!
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 Look at that!
You came through for me.
No, you got some good ones like skull. I said cranium.
And also, when you guys said rhinoceros, I don't know if I...
I said...
Elephant.
I
they said that. Elephant.
I said rhinoceros, you said elephant.
Right, but like one... I could have just been incorrect and ran away
from
it.
You're right. That's okay. We won.
But I'm going to give it to you anyway because I'm feeling generous to you.
All right.
What?
Yeah. It was good. Good job.
What were you going to say?
That's fun. I like being on a team.
Yeah.
That was good.
If we do teams, though, if one person answers it wrong from now on, it's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes you're like talking it out like, hey, buddy, do you think it's rhinoceros or elephant?
But you guys didn't do that. Someone just yelled a rhinoceros.
Okay, sorry, that was
me. But he won. And if it would have been him, I would have went, but you can't run it for
him. Hey, did you know that outer organ one?
I did not. You came through on that one.
I got you.
My answer's different.
Okay.
On my butt. What's up?
Okay.
Cody, you live in Austin, Texas?
I do live in Austin.
What do you do for a living?
I actually just got a new job. I just got out of the military in January, and got a new job in Texas Gas.
Listen, I love this guy. Got right out of the military, making a difference. Okay, well, listen, we have to get his info. I'll just send him $100 in cash.
Okay.
I can do that, right? The post office can't hold me down.
Nah.
I can just send him $100 in cash.
Oh, do we go 50-50?
Wait.
Now you want the money, Amy?
Amy want? Oh, I thought she meant she was going to pay half the money.
Oh.
You want to keep half the money?
Well, I want half the money.
Wow.
No, I want you to have it all.
Wow. Here's Cody serving our country, and Amy's trying to jack him for 50%.
Cody, I'm joking. You can have every...
She did half the work, though, too, so...
All right. Cody, I'm going to send you $100, and don't hang up. I'm going to get your information. Tell that cow, Bobby T-Bone, I said, what up? And congratulations, bud. All right?
I appreciate it.
There he is. Cody, everybody.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
There's a new Jerry Springer show called Judge Jerry. Amy, have you seen him talking about the show?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so famous from the Jerry Springer show, and now he's back. I guess he did America's Got Talent, too, for a while. But super famous from our youth. Hey, Morgan, number two, are you into the Jerry Springer stuff, or was that before you?
Yeah, no, not really. That was before me.
Man, it was a cultural phenomenon. Like, people would stop their days. I remember driving by restaurants, and they would have signs. You know, they'd put the letters on their signs, Amy.
Yeah.
And they would say, Jerry Springer Show, 1 p.m., stop by, eat, and watch. It was that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, two of the former Jerry Springer Show producers say the show was fake and claim that Jerry just used that show to get girls.
Ew.
And that they would know they were booking phony guests, and they didn't care. Because it was, one, just to be entertaining, and then two, so Jerry could hook up with the girls.
Like the girls that were coming on as guests from the show, or
yes,
just from his fame of like
probably
Jerry,
both.
Jerry.
Right? I would assume both.
Ugh.
So just looking back at Jerry Springer, he got busted for writing checks to prostitutes in 1974 when he was a city councilman in Cincinnati. Which, by the way, checks to a I know that was 74 before we were all born.
Do you take checks?
But a check? And you gotta go cash because that's a receipt. You got to go cash, like if you're going to, yeah, it, still. And so, he blamed all those antics on Viagra when he got divorced. But the whole Jerry Springer story is out about how all these guests were fake. Well, Lunchbox went on the Jerry Springer show. What year was it, Lunchbox?
It was the fall of 1998.
And your story was what?
That I was dating Kamika for 2.5 years, and our best friend Jennifer was dating Derek for 2 years. But Derek and Kamika had been cheating on us with each other for 1.5 years, and they took us on the show to tell us. It was called Scandalous Affairs.
And it was all fake.
100% fake. We had been dreaming of being on Jerry Springer for the last 2 years, and we'd always talked about if we were on Springer, we'd say this, and we had the whole story planned out. And one time we got a call from the producers, and we put it all into motion.
Do you think they knew it was fake?
I don't think they cared. I just think they thought it was a good story. And they needed good stories, and they were cool with it. We had to sign a contract saying they could sue us for up to $500,000 if they found out it was fake. But whatever. I was 17.
Did Jerry Springer try to hook up with Kamika by any chance?
No, Jerry didn't make any moves on Kamika or Jennifer that I know of. But because Kamika and I were in the same dressing room, so because we were a couple. And he never came in and tried to hit on her.
Did you ever meet Jerry Springer?
No. Like, I shook his hand, whatever, like, when I was on stage, but that was it. But I did meet Steve, the bodyguard. He's the one that walked me out to the limo on the way back to the airport.
So here's a clip of Lunchbox, who is Dan. When he says Dan, that's Lunchbox. Here's a clip of Lunchbox on the Jerry Springer Show in the year of 1998.
Yeah, okay, I think it aired October of 98.
Here we go.
Dan, welcome to the show. How long have you been going here with Kamika?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? How old were you when you guys started?
Started what?
How old were you when you started with her?
About 15. But obviously there's something wrong with the Jerry Springer show.
There you go.
Man, the crowd loved me. I walked out. They were laughing so hard they were falling out of their seats because I looked like a 12-year-old.
You did look like a 12-year-old.
It was an amazing incredible. Clip.
I can't believe they would let someone who looked so young go on that show talking about an affair. Right? Wasn't it Scandalous Affairs?
Yeah, Scandalous Affairs.
It was
awesome, dude.
How do you feel? Do you feel like Jerry Springer knew this was all fake when you hear the story?
I don't think they encouraged you to fight, but They probably knew it was fake. They just needed people. I mean, all the people they had on that show, they can't all be real.
They encouraged you to fight? What did they say before you went out?
When I went out, the guy was like, backstage, he was like, look, man, you don't have to stay in your chair. This is your one opportunity. Your one opportunity. You do not have to stay seated. And he didn't say get up and fight, but that's what he told me.
Top three life moment?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Prom King.
Okay, walk me through it. At
number three.
Can we get a drum roll, Raymundo, please? Lunchbox's top three life moments. At number three.
Number three is being on Jerry Springer.
Okay. Number two.
Number two is having a kid.
Wow, number two. Wow, that's going to be number one. I was hoping anyway. And number one.
Number one, because not a lot of people experience this. Prom King! Woo! When they put that crown on my head at the senior prom, Anderson High School, 1999, they said, and the prom king is Lunchbox! And I mean, it was a crowning moment.
Greatest moment of your life.
It's incredible. I still got the crown, and I feel so good about it.
There he is. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, the prom king. I'm here.
He's here. We're lucky to get to see him every day.
Wow.
Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
How do you feel about astrology?
I'm not into it. You?
No. I mean, it literally started as a hobby, and now people believe it like it's a religion.
Oh. Well,
but,
I didn't know that.
Okay, you know, all good. There's an astrologist, though, that says if you get married on February 20th of next year, it is the absolute best day to marry because it's 2-20-2020 because key planets for commitment, emotional stability, and sacred contracts will all align. So, boom, healthier marriage, happier marriage.
Ooh.
Thoughts?
I mean, if you're into that, I'm not. That's not, if I'm not, I'm not going to get married on 2-20-2020-22 to have those numbers, but I mean, if the people believe in that, then I bet there's gonna be a lot of weddings that day.
The planets will align in a way they haven't seen since the 60s, which, by the way, is the age of love.
Ooh.
I told you I have a joke in my stand-up act. That's I'm like, I always look for girls that are into into their astrological sign, because that's a sign they're freaking crazy and I don't want to date them. Have I ever told you that joke?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for laughing again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. It always gets a mild to moderate laugh there. That's the end of the show. Appreciate everybody for hanging out. I'll go first. I am shooting American Idol all day today and tonight. It is our first day on the American Idol set, and we are looking for the next American Idol in Savannah, Georgia. So pretty excited about that. Out here with Luke and Lionel and Katy Perry. So that'll be what I'm doing. And you can follow me on Instagram if you want to see some of that Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy, you?
I have an exciting day, too. I get to interview Kimberly Snyder for an upcoming episode of my podcast, and she is
a hero. I saw you freak out with her once.
Yes, we met her in LA. We walked into her shop, and of course, we didn't know she'd be there, and I was getting a smoothie, and there she was. So Bobby made me go up to her, and he took a picture of us, and it was so cool. So I'm interviewing her today, and she's like the creator of the original Glowing Green Smoothie, which I don't drink it all the time anymore, but I used to drink it every single day.
Yeah. Well, good luck. That'd be good.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you guys here. And don't forget, tomorrow, as we got a big draft ahead, we will be drafting, best Halloween candy. That's right. Who has the first pick tomorrow? Eddie? Lunch? I guess it's over on that side of the room. All I know is it's not.
Well, lunch.
It's not.
I don't know.
It's not on my side of the room. Sure.
It'd be Morgan number two.
Somebody, we'll go to the tape to find out who has it. But tomorrow we'll be drafting Halloween candies, the best Halloween candy. So listen then. We'd love for you to listen. If you can't listen on the podcast, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. All right. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.